Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
It starts like so many stories in the entertainment world, with an invitation, a moment that seemed innocent at the time, even promising. But, according to an attorney representing a new accuser, what began as an opportunity for one woman turned into something far more sinister. On October 7, 2024, attorney Ariel Mitchell Kidd went public with allegations against Sean Diddy Combs that, if proven, paint a disturbing picture of an orchestrated attack. Mitchell Kidd, preparing to file a civil lawsuit, shared details of what her client allegedly endured. It wasn't just an uncomfortable encounter or a misunderstanding, she said. What her client described was an assault so brutal and calculated that it's hard to imagine it went unnoticed for so long. In a conversation with News Nation, Mitchell Kidd outlined some of the 19 causes of action in the suit she is preparing, including allegations of sexual assault, sexual battery, racketeering, RICO, and sex trafficking. Heavy allegations, indeed ones that come with serious legal and personal consequences if proven in a court of law. But as the attorney spoke, it became clear that her client's story wasn't the only one. It was part of a larger narrative, a pattern of alleged behavior that has prompted multiple lawsuits. The accuser in this particular case remains unnamed, with her identity protected due to the sensitive and graphic nature of the allegations. Mitchell Kidd explained that her client was allegedly invited to Diddy's home by a friend. What was supposed to be a casual or social interaction soon escalated into what Mitchell Kidd described as a setup. The invitation, her client claims, was the beginning of a night that would culminate in an orchestrated group assault. According to the lawsuit, the victim alleges that Diddy, his bodyguard, and the friend who had brought her there all took part in the attack. The allegations paint a picture of a calculated plan, one that left the victim feeling trapped and powerless to stop what was happening. One of the most disturbing claims involves Diddy allegedly threatening the victim with a knife, forcing her to strip before the attack began. Mitchell Kidd recounted how Diddy allegedly took out a liquid from a fanny pack. At first, the woman feared it was acid. Instead, it turned out to be oil. But this was no ordinary oil, according to the attorney. The woman claimed that the oil was laced with drugs, possibly GHB, which rendered her defenseless as the assault unfolded. Mitchell Kidd explained that as the woman's body became more and more limp, she was unable to resist. The attack, according to the allegations, involved multiple people, with the victim being assaulted by Diddy, the friend, and then the bodyguard, who also allegedly raped her. The use of drug-laced oil, if true, is a significant and chilling element of the case. Mitchell Kidd cited her own research into the use of oils as a conduit for drugs like GHB. She explained that when mixed with certain substances, oils can be absorbed through the skin, making it an effective way to sedate a person without them realizing it at first. The alleged victim claimed that her body felt weaker and weaker as the night wore on, making it impossible for her to escape or fight back. At some point during the attack, the woman managed to flee. How she was able to do so, given her alleged incapacitation, is unclear. What is clear, according to her attorney, is that she survived a terrifying ordeal and is now taking steps to seek justice through the legal system. Mitchell Kidd's client is far from the only person to come forward with claims of sexual assault and abuse against Diddy. Her case is one of many, part of a broader investigation and legal battle that has been unfolding over the past year. According to various lawsuits, multiple women have described similar situations where they were lured into what they thought were innocent social gatherings, only to find themselves trapped, drugged, and assaulted. The details vary from case to case, but the alleged pattern remains consistent. Victims describe being in environments controlled by Diddy, often surrounded by his associates or bodyguards, where drugs or alcohol were allegedly used to lower their defenses and make them more vulnerable. The power dynamic, as described in these cases, made it difficult for the victims to say no, resist, or escape once things turned dangerous. Mitchell Kidd emphasized that the lawsuit against Diddy is not just about seeking damages for her client, it's about exposing what she believes to be a larger, more systemic pattern of abuse. The civil suit she plans to file includes RICO and sex trafficking claims, charges typically used in cases involving organized crime. This suggests, if the claims are proven, that these alleged assaults were not isolated incidents, but part of a wider system of control and exploitation. In Mitchell Kidd's interview, she also referenced another element that has surfaced in this growing legal battle: the alleged existence of explicit tapes. These tapes, according to her, are being shopped around, showing intimate acts involving Diddy and other celebrities. Mitchell Kidd revealed that she had been approached to broker deals for these tapes but declined. She didn't go into detail about what is on the tapes or who else might be involved, but the very notion that such tapes exist adds a new layer of intrigue and potential evidence to the case. It's important to note that the existence of these tapes, like many aspects of this case, remains unverified at this stage. No recordings have been presented as evidence in court, and Diddy has vehemently denied all accusations against him. As the civil cases pile up, the focus is also turning to the criminal investigation. Diddy is currently under investigation for alleged sex trafficking, racketeering, and other federal charges. These are serious accusations, and while civil lawsuits might result in settlements or compensation, the criminal investigation has the potential to lead to far more severe consequences, potentially prison time. Unlike civil suits, where the outcome can sometimes involve settlements behind closed doors, criminal investigations tend to be more transparent. If federal investigators uncover evidence that supports these claims, Diddy and others involved could face significant legal repercussions. It's not just about the civil damages, it's about criminal accountability. For now, Diddy maintains his innocence. His legal team has dismissed the allegations as false, fabricated by individuals seeking money or attention. They've pointed out the lack of criminal convictions or concrete evidence as proof that these claims don't hold up. But as more accusers step forward, the pressure mounts. What's clear is that this is far from over. The allegations against Diddy continue to build, and each new case adds weight to the broader narrative being constructed by attorneys like Mitchell Kidd. The pattern of alleged behavior is disturbing, and while the truth has yet to be determined by the courts, the voices of the victims are growing louder. For these women, this is about more than financial compensation. It's about justice. It's about having their stories heard and believed in an industry where powerful men have often been able to hide behind their fame and fortune. The entertainment world has seen its fair share of scandals in recent years, but this case has the potential to reshape the narrative around accountability in the industry. As the civil lawsuits progress and the federal investigation continues, the stakes are only getting higher. If the claims in Mitchell Kidd's case are proven, they could open the door for even more victims to come forward, emboldened by the fact that others have shared similar stories. But the question remains, what happens next? Will the tapes surface, providing concrete evidence of the allegations? Will federal prosecutors pursue criminal charges, or will these cases be settled quietly, behind closed doors, with NDAs ensuring that the full story never comes to light? For now, all eyes are on Diddy and his legal team as they prepare for what is sure to be a lengthy and high-profile legal battle. The stakes couldn't be higher, for Diddy, for the victims, and for the entertainment industry as a whole. The road ahead is uncertain, but one thing is clear. The truth, whatever it may be, is beginning to surface. And for the alleged victims, the hope is that justice, long denied, will finally be within reach.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.